Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, as News the Networks Refuse to Use continues on Liberty Roundtable Live, the broadcast for June 25th in the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 202. Always the goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We can restore this great country, ladies and gentlemen, with pure application of the principles that made it great once. Can do it again. Don't blame the solution as the problem. Don't do it. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant, and the solution. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Kurt sends me some strange headlines. I have a tough time discerning them. And this one kind of is like one of those multi-level marketing things. Hey, buddy, see you at the top. This one's like, we'll ascend together.
Well, this one was meant to go with the one that we did the last hour, you know, right at the end, to kind of together. And the whole point is on this whole husband-wife relationship kind of thing. If you didn't hear the end of the last hour, ladies and gentlemen, we did a story where this woman realizes that, hey, she'd been accidentally abusing her husband basically almost their whole married life. And the reason she figured it out was, basically she realized that, hey, this guy was pretty smart. He decided to marry her. And yet, you know, she saw how the whole mainstream media kind of basically takes husbands down, makes men like they're goofballs, stupid, etc. You know, you'll rarely see a husband portrayed as somebody that's actually got the intelligence to choose a good woman like he did, of course. And yet, in this other article, the one about We'll Ascend Together, you know, the whole point is if husbands and wives work together, or you could call it wives and husbands work together and really truly do not compete with each other, but complete each other and, assist each other, there's so much good that can be done.
Amen to that.
But the world wants
to
make it, weigh against that. In fact, they want to tear down families and obliterate whether you're a husband or a wife. They want to take those apart.
Amen to that, but not on Liberty Roundtable Live, baby. We believe family to be the fundamental unit of society and the solution to the problems we face.
Well, that's the reason I wanted to bring him up.
Amen to that. All right. Well, we're going to ascend together. Me and my wife, we're getting it done. All right, yeah. Kurt. Now, maybe this is part of the same deal, but it says you are when you eat.
Well, this is more of an, interesting thing. You and I have, talked about this before where you feel like if you and I are together that if it was up to you, you'd be starving. Simply because I would.
Wait a minute. If it was up to me, I wouldn't be starving.
No, I mean up to me, you'd be starving.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know, in other words, because I'd be providing you with some little maybe cucumber peels or.
Well,
or,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's set the record straight.
Like that.
First off, you'd have me starve till like 2 or 3 p.m. every day.
Right, right.
Okay, so I wouldn't have any food all day long, first of all. Yeah. Then you'd want to just give me little teeny vegetables. My stomach would be growling and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm with you so far.
But anyway, so this author, they've actually been finding out, Sam, that, that this idea of maybe, taking a little break from eating is a good thing. And the CNN boys covered it. I saw it on Deseret News. WISH TV guys, basically they've got a study where they says when you eat is just as important as what you eat. Now, so it was interesting, and they talked about waiting. They say that shift workers have an increased risk of type 2 diabetes and high blood sugar. What they suggest is that if, for example, this new study finds that when you eat a meal at night, blood sugars rise more than if you eat the exact same meal in the morning. But they point out this idea of spreading it out, wait until, basically just a long time, you know, 12 to 15 hours, at least having that period of time.
That's not spreading it out. That's bunching it all together.
What I mean is you don't eat for 12 to 15 hours, and so you kind of fast or you kind of give your body a break for that amount of time, and then, eat during that other. Say if you're not eating for 15 hours, that means you got pretty much 9 hours to eat in, right? You know, because
I guess
you got
so. Yeah, you can bunch
day.
Up all your eating.
Unless
together,
you're
sure.
an Amtrak employee and you got a 40-hour day.
Amen to that.
But, you know, yeah. But, you know, I just thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So they're saying that's better than eating small meals, just consistent, you know, often eating.
Well, they're not saying you have to jam it up and have a huge amount.
They're just saying starve
time.
For 15 hours and then just eat a little bit and you're bunched up.
They didn't say starve. They just said avoid food for
don't eat for 15
for
hours and then during your 9 hours, eat just a teeny bit. Don't eat too much. And so you're really doing
see,
is starving.
Of it, you know, part of that can be your, of course, your rest. I mean, you know, you've got, let's say, you typically rest, what, 7 hours a night?
I hope for 8, but it's hard to get, but I try.
Okay. So let's say you get the 8. That just means you got another 7. So you try to get maybe a little bit before you sleep, you know, a couple, 3 hours before. Okay. And then a few hours after, like, say, 4 or 5.
I do that already. Just not
really?
4 or 5. See, to you, a few is like 4 or 5. See, to me, if I eat, say, at 7 and I go to bed at 10, just say, or I eat at 6 and go to bed at 10, and then I wake up, and that's 8 hours, and then I haven't eaten for 3 or 4 before bed, and then I wait maybe an hour, you know, to get ready and get up and do all that I do, or a lot of times I do the talk show before I eat, so that's already 2 hours. I already do all that. So around 10 a.m. I want to eat, and it's already been the 13 hours or 14 hours Chris talking about. What he wants me to do is wait like 18 hours, though.
No,
or 20 hours.
So,
it's crazy.
You know, the thing is, then you already do about what I do. I just eat later at night.
You're not supposed to eat later at night. It'll spike your blood sugar. Didn't they just tell you that right there? Don't do that. Eat early in the morning so that your blood sugar doesn't get out of control, right?
Well, here's what they say in the other, twist on the story. They say, one twist on the typical 3-square meals schedule that's gaining traction is fasting. A recent study found that avoiding
every day
12 or 15 hours a day was associated with less weight gain over time and better control of blood sugar levels, which could reduce diabetes risk, they say. However, the study was done in mice, and it's unclear whether people could benefit from limiting their hours of eating. The reason I kind of suggest it, and you sound to me like you already do it, if you wait from, say, 7 at night till 10 in the morning.
I usually do that. Once in a while, I might be hungry a little later and have a snack, depending on how early I eat in the evening. But I try to do that. But the thing is, Kurt, that's more like 12, 13 hours or whatever if I eat breakfast. See, if I skip breakfast tonight.
Well, 7 till 10, that's 15.
Yeah.
7 at night till 10 in the morning is 15 hours, Sam.
But what I'm saying is I try to do that, though. But for you, that's like no good. You want to like make it 22 hours or something.
No,
you don't want to eat till like late in the afternoon. You want to skip breakfast and lunch and eat like an early dinner or something.
Well, it's just that I try to eat when I'm hungry, and occasionally, at least especially with you, I never really get a chance to get hungry.
When Kurt eats when he's hungry and sleeps when he's tired, the problem is I wonder how he eats while he's sleeping, because sometimes he might be hungry or tired at the same time. How does that all work?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's interesting new science, though, or maybe science is catching up to the truth, Kurt.
Well, maybe so, The 3-square kind of idea reminds me of a feedlot kind of thing where we want to fatten up the cattle and we end up fattening up the American people.
I'm not sure what I understand even 3 squares are, though, because I didn't think meals were square. Usually I eat on a round plate for starters.
Good point.
Secondly, almost every piece of food I eat's not square.
But you've heard the phrase, right?
Oh, yeah. And what it kind of makes it sound like is what, you got to get all 4 food groups in the old style pyramid or whatever, or you got to get whatever from the new style pyramid or whatever. I don't agree with any of that either.
Yeah, good point.
I personally think the main diet you should have is vegetables and fruits. This should be your primary, more vegetables than fruits, you know, by far, but primarily vegetables and fruits. Then add to that a little bit of grain. Then in the winter, add to that a little bit of meat, kind of a thing. And, you know, be very sparing on the meat. Use grain kind of as a crutch when you're hungry a little bit and whatever, and to kind of pad your meal and stuff. Primarily, we need a whole lot more liquid and a whole lot less food is what I think. We need a whole lot more consistent light exercise than we do just big bursts at the gym kind of thing. We need plenty of sleep. And there's no doubt that we all eat too much. I'll have to give you that one, Kurt, that's for sure. And especially when we go out with our buddies and stuff like that. When we're out in the field with our friends and stuff, it's like meet, greet, and we'll get fat together, it seems like. You're right about that.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I don't want to get off on a tangent, but that's what I usually do, so bear with me. Yeah, you know, when you eat is what we're talking about, and Kurt's talking about new scientific research shows, you know, you're better off not just having your, quote, 3 squares a day or eating all the time, grazing. Those kind of things are, you know, usually make you fat. And Kurt says it reminds him of a feedlot where they kind of just fatten up the cows when you do the 3 squares plus a day kind of an idea. And the idea is that you would basically fast for 15 hours and then you would eat, you know, relatively small amounts during the 9 hours that you're actually eating. And I've never eaten for 9 hours straight, and that's not really what they're saying, but I just find it kind of interesting. But yeah, you got to fast every day with this plan a little bit and just go without food. And I think there's some validity to it. I think it's interesting. how we want to eat all the wrong foods, and then we wonder why things are going wrong. I personally think eating the right foods, rejecting the wrong foods, even though I don't do that as well as I ought, is the real key. And I believe you could eat carrots and vegetables, which should be the primary source of fuel for the human body anyway. You can eat that any time, and you're not really going to gain any weight. If you look at any dietary program, you know, you're allowed to eat vegetables all you want to, because they don't really count for a whole lot of calories and or fat grams or whatever other measurement we're going to use. You can eat all the vegetables you want. And that really should be the primary focus of our diet. A little bit of fruit added in there to get a lot of natural God-given sugars is good for energy. A little bit of grains added to that in wintertime or times of cold or famine. A little bit of meat added to that is a pretty dang good diet. The Mediterranean folks get it with their nuts and their legumes and their vegetables and a little bit of fruit stuff and a lot of their stems and nuts and seeds, and very, very valuable dietary. You need some oils, some natural God-given oils, olive oil and other oils, believe it or not, to add the proper fat, not the wrong kind of fats to your diet. Your brain is primarily fat, needs a lot of that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of real scientific evidence that's coming forward that it's quite valuable. I personally believe that a lot of times what we do is cultural too. In America, the biggest meal of the day is your evening meal, and I think that's backwards, personally. A lot of the other cultures, the Latino cultures or the cultures in South America, that kind of stuff, other places, they make their noon meal their biggest meal or their midday meal their biggest meal, and then they eat a whole lot less for dinner. The farmers traditionally have eaten a huge breakfast, and then they take whatever they could on the road and eat a very light lunch, and then they have a, you know, decently healthy dinner. A lot of it's cultural in terms of how we eat, but in modern times when food's so readily available, Kurt, it seems like our culture says eat all the time as much as you can anytime, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, it's almost
well, it's wrong,
like,
but that's right, right?
Yeah, that's how we live as we, you know, we basically live almost as if we're, well, being fattened up for the kill.
I think there's truth to that, like, unfortunately. And when we go out with our buddies, when we travel and stuff like that, there's so many people that we haven't seen in so long, it's really good to sit around the table and break bread together, and that's kind of part of the problem. When I go with Kurt, we eat way more than I eat when I'm not with Kurt, by the way. Or I should say not on the road. I wouldn't say it's not with Kurt. When I'm on the road, I eat way more than I do when I'm not on the road. Just because there's so many people to eat and spend time with that I think is kind of important. Eating is the way we really break down barriers and get to know each other and I don't know, rekindle and or strengthen friendships and things like that. That's a lot of it, I think. But I really think that it's important to eat. Let me just kind of give it to you this way. You don't need fuel really while you're sleeping. I mean, you need some fuel, obviously, but not near the kind of fuel that you need when you're running around and doing stuff all day long. So to me, you fuel up before you do your whole big old day's work or your efforts. You're running around, and you may need fuel in the middle of that. You don't need a whole lot of fuel while you're trying to wind down and go to sleep, per se. Now, that doesn't mean I obey that all the time like I should. I'm just making a point that, so I think eating earlier in the day, like the farmers do, and or some of the midday large meal cultures or whatever, and a whole lot less before bedtime is personally the way I think that the body is designed to operate. And I think that the big key is, if you want to talk about any diet, a lot of people say, well, man, you got to have this meat-only diet or meat and vegetable diet. And somebody else is like, no, you got to have this diet and that diet. And somebody else is like, you got to watch fat grams, Sam. Somebody else is like, dude, calories are where it's at. You got to count your calories. And somebody else says, you know, I'm convinced if you eat the right foods, Kurt, and watch portion size, that's all you got to do. If you were to eat the right foods, vegetables first, add a little fruit to that, add a little bit of grains to that, add a little bit of meat to that, but vegetables are your primary fuel for the body, and then you were to involve yourself in a consistent light exercise, walking places, doing physical activity for laundry, for day-to-day life and things, and not use every contraption under the sun to get out of that light, quote, exercise. I'm convinced that we'd be a whole different culture in terms of how slim we are and how fit we are and how healthy we are. If you get enough sleep, if you get the right foods, and then you watch your portion size, and then plenty of good, like Kurt, he loves Mountain Dew, but his Mountain Dew would be coming from the mountain's water. If you get the right fuel, vegetables, you get the right liquid, primarily water, maybe a little bit of juice here and there in small amounts, by the way, and then you were to go ahead and get plenty of sleep and then that moderate exercise, that's as close to optimal health as you could get in terms of those things, Kurt. Now the biggest stumbling block is the environment that we deal with and the lack of nutrition in the foods. So to me, you put that together with some modern-day supplements, and you know what? You're on the road to a pretty good healthy diet. But I admit, freely admit that, you know what? I eat more than I should, for sure. I mean, all you got to do is look at my big old belly to find that out. But part of it's cultural in America, and we got to change that game, Kurt. In fact, there's a new study out that says more Americans, men and women, are obese than even fat nowadays, Kurt. Did you see that?
Yes, I did, Sam. And
you're feeling good about that, aren't you?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, in my opinion, that's one of the problems. And, you know, I think it's kind of sad that in the last days, good is called evil and evil is called good. You know, what you find, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wait that period of time, you know, not only is it, in my opinion, good for your body, but it's also wonderful for the taste buds. As you wait and you get hungry, then that taste of things is much more enhanced. It's you're much more grateful for what you do eat. Just like when you get really nice and thirsty, you know, on a hot day and that kind of thing.
Man, I know, I usually try to get myself super thirsty.
Well, you don't have to get super thirsty, but, you know, if you're, you know, sweating and that kind of thing, or working hard in the sun or whatever, then, man, that cool water just really tastes wonderful.
Amen to that. Art's off the grid and wants to chime in. Hi, Art.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You got a huge background noise, sir. Make your points and let's go ahead.
Yeah, you're talking about diet and all of that.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a firm believer in, you know, I hope that.
Oh, that's so much better, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just put my headset down.
That's phenomenal. Go ahead.
You're talking about this diet thing, and I'm a firm believer that man originally were hunter-gatherers. And, you know, you spent a lot of time, man, I believe, in the beginning was very nomadic. And they basically ate while they traveled. So basically they were foraging as they went along. And I believe this makes for, if you basically forage, or what they call graze, if you will, throughout the day, rather than sitting down and consuming food, if you just kind of graze, or what I call pick and nibble. What I do, I have a garden, and I just, when I get up in the morning, I walk out, I take a walk with my dog, I pick a handful of blackberries, munch on them, maybe pick a tomato, munch on it. I'm eating raw vegetables. I'm eating raw food. And this is my breakfast. And I don't need a whole lot, just a few pieces, enough to kill the overnights, you know, where I've been sleeping all night and my stomach's empty. And then throughout the day, if I start feeling a little hungry, maybe I'll walk over and I'll pick a cucumber or grab a handful of snap beans or something and just kind of munch on them. And then in the evening, I'll sit down and I'll do the same thing. And then maybe two or three times throughout the week, I might go out and kill a rabbit.
There you have it. Thanks for the call, Art. Kurt's going to respond to that. And believe it or not, that's about the way Kurt eats for the most part. We'll talk about that. I think both of you are correct on that. And then the question is, what are you grazing or eating? That's a big topic to discuss, too. We'll talk about it. Kurt Crosby, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live. Thanks for the call, Art.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So listener Art from Off the Grid, ladies and gentlemen, chimed in and said, hey, you know what? I eat a lot of the way you're saying, Sam. I eat pretty much vegetables. I kind of graze or I eat just all day long, but the portion sizes are very controlled. Primarily, it's the best food you can get raw. Vegetables and fruits and nuts and eating raw foods, certainly one of the big keys that I alluded to but didn't directly specify as I should have. Art points that out and he says, hey, that's really the way I eat. And I mentioned that, Kurt, you eat a lot that way for the most part too. And I kind of finished the last segment by saying, depends on what you eat. If you're grazing on potato chips and caramel popcorn and candy bars and whatever, then hey, that doesn't work. If you eat vegetables and things like you know, like he was talking about, that's a lot of the way you eat, and that is one of the great keys, I think, don't you think?
Well, that's right, and one of the things I've, you know, talked about lately that, you know, how I sell raw honey, Sam, and if you remember the Give Me Liberty Fund, then you can basically get raw honey at the wholesale cost, even shipped to you, you know. I mean, we've shipped out to places like Kentucky and other places, you know, as well as local folks. But I was talking to some people lately at the, honey stand, if you will, and I told them, just imagine if you're cruising down the road and you get that urge for, you know, a dozen donuts, like, you know, that sometimes happens to people.
That you pull in and back down, buddy.
Well, though, in the middle of your, you know, maybe right there in your car, right in between your seat, you got a little bottle with a good lid on it, with a little bit of good raw honey, and maybe you've got a few toothpicks right there, and when that urge kind of hits you, you could just pop that lid and kind of dip a few little, I guess you could call them hits on your honey bottle. I think that urge might pass, and you could save
and you
money
might start
on
calling and everybody honey if you do that, Kurt. Come on.
But anyway, you know, it might be the raw honey diet.
Well, to me, Kurt, that the problem is that just doesn't get the donut fixed is the problem.
Really? I haven't really tried it, but I'm interested in it. You know
all right.
What I mean?
Well, what you eat is certainly important.
Research,
what you eat is certainly important. How much you eat is certainly important. And anyway, this whole idea started with this when you eat idea. And New Scientific Research says, hey, you're better off you know, spreading out or not eating for a long period of time and then eating the right foods in little bits. And I think there's a lot of validity to those points. I agree with that because there's more Americans that are obese now than even overweight, new study says. And when you look at it, Americans are getting fatter and fatter and fatter. Now, in Americans' defense, Kurt, before we leave this topic, I want to say that I personally believe there's a conspiracy in the food chain in America today that puts all kinds of chemicals and toxins and food colorings and the like into our food that literally is causing the fatness. Now, don't get me wrong, we eat too much, but I don't think that's the only issue. I think that there's issues there in the food chain that are intentionally making people overweight and fat. And they, you know, you might say, well, Sam, they don't want to make everybody fat. Come on, what good's that? Well, the healthcare industry benefits a ton when everybody's unhealthy, Kurt. The food industry benefits a ton when everybody's addicted to different things. You can't just eat one potato chip now, kind of an idea. There's a lot of incentive by fat cats for filthy lucre to take advantage of such things. And I really believe that's part of the problem. Now, don't get me wrong, when food's too readily available, it's easy to eat too much. That's part of the problem, too. But I believe portion control and eating the proper foods, some of the greatest keys to the exercise. The Supreme Court just announced a ruling. Kurt has the details.
Yeah, good point, Sam. You know, it looks like, well, they've gone the way that most folks kind of expected on this whole Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. The justices said in a 6-3 ruling that the subsidies that 8.7 million people currently receive to make insurance affordable, I really question that, do not depend on where they live under the 2010 health care law. So, you know, they kind of make it sound like, hey, man, without this, you know, health care wouldn't be affordable. But I submit that with government involvement, it always makes things more expensive. They
You're
say
right.
Chief Justice John Roberts again voted with his liberal colleagues in support of the law. Roberts, they say, also was the key vote to uphold the law in 2012. Justice Anthony Kennedy, a dissenter in 2012, was part of the majority today. Congress, they say, passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them, is what Roberts wrote in his majority opinion. I would disagree with that.
See,
anyway,
but he's focusing on all kinds of personal opinions, not on the law, Kurt, not on the Supreme Law at all.
Yeah. Good point. They say the challenge was devised by diehard opponents of the law.
Now, I want to make this point, though, for
you know,
the Republicans.
How they pointed out.
Remember how I mentioned the Republicans are failing over and over and over and over, Kurt? This is the culminating and the colossal fail. Okay. They basically said, golly, we're going to get rid of Barack Care. We're going to shut it down. We're going to completely repeal it. They've been saying that, just so you know, for 5 years now. And they've gone to court twice over this now, and every time the Supremes basically uphold the law, it's been done twice now, in 2012 and now 2015. And so the ultimate smackdown is here. They're not going to get rid of health care. You're not even going to see significant changes to it now, Kurt, because of the abuse and the ignorance of the Republican inside crew. Okay, they have doubled down and sold us down the river. Now there's no real way to fight it. Look, the House has tried to get rid of it or defund it. Well, not really. They wanted to get rid of it, and they voted to get rid of it in the House like 40 times, but of course the Senate shut them down. They never really tried to defund it, which they could do. But now they've been smacked down at the Supreme Court twice, Kurt. And now it's been in place for 5 years. So you know what? The ability for us to reject health care at this point, Kurt, is virtually nil. They put the last nail in the coffin. Instead of defunding health care as they should have in the House, which they had the purse strings and the majority to do, they went to the courts over and over and over, and they let a couple of robed thugs decide it all for us. And then everybody says to me, well, we got to get Republicans in office, Sam, because that's how we're going to make sure that the Supreme Court has Republicans on it that'll save us. Well, Republicans are the ones that have sold us down the river in the courts on this in 2012 and 2015, both. So, you know what? All the excuses for the Republicans, Kurt, are gone.
Well, and one of the reasons this works really well, this story right here, right after the ones we just talked about with the eating and the, you know, food and the choices and stuff like that, is simply you know, you have those choices, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to avoid, in my opinion, our system of, they call it health care, I call it sick care, as much as possible. Now, I'm not saying if you got a broken arm that you just don't even set that sucker, but you want to stay out of the clutches of the system as much as possible. And the way you can do that, a lot of it is simply because of the way you maybe choose to eat, and or the supplements, the different items. Eat has a lot to do with it, because it's whatever goes in that pretty much that hole below your nose, you can make a big difference on how your body works. Right, Sam?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, in Logan, Utah, I guess some car thieves had an interesting twist. And I guess they picked the wrong vehicle, but one mistake, the car owner, he left the keys inside the car. Don't do that, folks. But anyway, that led to bigger mistakes by the couple, and the story goes on. I guess these two teenagers tried to steal a car. The car turned out to be a stick shift. The guy didn't know how to drive a stick shift, but the girl did. And I guess the girl was trying to teach the boy how to drive stick shift. Now, why she didn't get in the car and drive herself so they could get away in the vehicle, I don't know. But the bottom line is they had a they tried to steal the car in the Macy's parking lot. When everything didn't go well because he couldn't drive a stick, they went across the street to Maverick and called a taxi. And, well, he left this information with the taxi company, and that's how they got busted, Kurt.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty funny story, a little bit, kind of illustrates that whole kind of stupidity occasionally of criminals. And yet, there's not too many people that really know how to drive a stick anymore these days, are there, Sam?
Yeah, and I guess you shouldn't leave your keys in your car if you're the owner either. That's probably not a good idea.
No, that's... And, but it does show you kind of, I remember growing up like that where, hey, man, you even said, I think about your dad, hey, if the keys are, they're supposed to be in the vehicle.
Yeah,
right?
My dad would say stuff like this. I don't know what people are thinking. Why aren't the keys here? How are you going to drive this thing without the keys? I mean, what's wrong with people? Okay. he just didn't understand why you would ever take the keys out of your car. How are you going to drive if there's no keys? I mean, come on, people. What's wrong with you? Kind of an idea. However, the only point I want to make about this is I would like to use this car scenario to the analogy of America. We tend to do the same things. Run around and can't use the Constitution the way the good Lord intended, the way the founders intended. And then what we want to do is just put the blame on everything else. What we need to do is learn how to, quote, drive a stick. Use the supreme law to restore the republic. Just saying. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt, Dateline Wells Fargo, sir.
Yeah, good point, Sam. The headline from our buddies at the, it's called the American Family Association, and you might not be familiar with them, ladies and gentlemen, but American Family Association, a pretty good group, in my opinion. They basically, they say that Wells Fargo's been doing, in their opinion, some not so good things. Now, where they promote what's called the Human Rights Campaign, they say that Wells Fargo has earned the Human Rights Campaign's highest award for 13 years in a row. Now, this idea of human rights, you know, sounds kind of good, doesn't it? You know, it's like you always say, Sam, about the idea of, the phrases that people use, you know, pro-choice,
pro-life. Well, primarily the liberals kind of and the people who want to destroy America, though. The people who love America don't have any imagination, Kurt. They don't have any originality.
Well, that's
they just
right.
Can't get it done.
The Human Rights Campaign, by the way, is, when you look at their website, it's basically an organization to promote lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, you know, kind of ideas.
You're just against human rights, aren't you, Kurt? See
well,
how they do
see,
it,
that's,
though?
That's how
wow.
And I thought it was interesting when I was looking this up, you know, not only to see what the AFA, that's the American Family Association, is pointing out about Wells Fargo. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I bank there Wells Fargo as well as Chase as well. And both of those, you'll find that they promote this whole LGBT, you know, kind of idea. So as far as I can tell, your only option is you got to go to smaller places and smaller banks.
I go to Zions
and
Bank,
credit
personally.
Unions, et cetera, and where they don't do that. I have an account there. I guess I'll just need to enhance it. But I thought this was interesting. The PortlandMercury.com boys, their headline kind of along with this, it says, one reason to stick with Wells Fargo, Christians hate them. And this guy is basically saying that since he found out that the American Family Association wants you to close your Wells Fargo accounts, that's a good reason for him to say, let's stick with it. And, you know, the bottom line is, where your money goes, you can at least choose to put that there.
Reward good things and starve the bad things, right?
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
Now, I want to say this, though. I don't think that's a fair characterization of Christians when they run around and say they hate Wells Fargo. I'm not sure that I, as a Christian, hate anybody. I just would prefer not to fund that agenda. That's all.
That's right. But that's his, author's way of saying it.
But that's why I kind of take issue with that, because it kind of mocks the whole Christian belief, Kurt, right?
Yeah, good point.
Which is, we don't really hate Wells Fargo. I just wish they wouldn't double down in backing, in my opinion, an agenda that's not good for the family, not good for society at all.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
That's anti-family.
Now, if I want to move my money, that's not out of hatred. It's out of wanting to support, out of love, the things that I do believe in.
Yes.
All right. Close your Wells Fargo account today. The gap, yeah. Speaking of closing things, the Andrew gap Chase. Will close 175 stores, Kurt. They're hoping to climb out of a
There'll
slump.
There'll be a little gap. There'll be a little gap in the real estate, commercial real estate market. You know?
It's massive, Kurt. But I'm not so sure they've got the memo about the economy doing so awesome, Kurt.
No, they might have missed that. Yet, you know, and yet this provides, in my opinion, some, you could say some opportunity. I mean, imagine all those Gap stores closing up, and then you could say, let's open them up with local kind of... maybe produce, things that are grown and made locally, if people can get to know their neighbors.
Maybe you could start up stores, Kurt, that would carry Glenn Beck's Made in America stuff.
Well, yeah, or even somebody else's.
Well, yeah, I'm just kind of making the point to do the...
But that's an example. Yeah.
Karl Rove is in the news, Kurt, and he's kind of hostile to your freedoms.
I just thought that was interesting. You see Karl Rove, who's supposed to be one of the big shots, I guess big shot wouldn't be a good phrase here, but, the headline reads, Karl Rove, only way to stop the violence is to repeal the Second Amendment.
Is he off his rocker?
Well, he came up with this phrase right after the shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, and yet, this is just the way it always works, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever there's a crisis, a big problem, then these insiders, these kingmen like Karl Rove, want to take more and more of our freedoms. They say now maybe there's some magic law that will keep us from having more of these, talking about the shooting. He says, I mean, basically the only way to guarantee that we will dramatically reduce acts of violence involving guns is to basically remove guns from society. And until somebody gets enough oomph to repeal the Second Amendment, that's not going to happen. Now, I simply want to say to Karl Rove, you must be the dumbest guy on the, planet. Because the fact is, Sam, the criminals are not going to keep the law. So even if he makes some law that says guns are illegal, there won't be any more guns on the planet, do you think that's really going to occur? Or do you think...
Well, and what I think we need to do is have the Secret Service that are guarding Karl Rove turn in their guns, Kurt.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't
start there.
Want them around.
That's right. Yeah. Now, speaking of guns, Joe Arpaio, Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, one of the toughest sheriffs in America. I guess the Arizona sheriff is going to send armed volunteer posse members into black churches to defend them. Now, Kurt, my first question, though, is if we aren't racist, then why do we have black churches in the first place, Kurt?
That's a great point. And by the way,
do you know about
like
white churches, Kurt? Do they have white churches?
Well, not that I'm aware of, but, they say, this report out of Phoenix says a sheriff on trial accused of harassing some members of a minority community is going to send armed volunteer posse members into 60 black churches in response to the racially motivated attack in South Carolina. Yep, that's Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio that Sam and I... hauled him to the airport, and while he was doing that, he spilled his coffee, by the way. But anyway, he already, they say, is under federal supervision because of a ruling 2 years ago that his office racially profiled Hispanics in its traffic and immigration patrols. But he said the Reverend Jarrett Maupin, who describes himself as a progressive Baptist preacher and civil rights campaigner on his Facebook page, asked him, this preacher asked the sheriff to provide the protection because he was worried about problems with white supremacists in the area.
I would send that black preacher to Karl Rove, Kurt. I'd just say, call Karl.
Yeah, because Karl says here's the way to be safe. He says, the sheriff, Sheriff Arpaio said, I am the elected sheriff of this county. He asked me to help, and I'm going to help. I mean, imagine a crazy idea like that, Sam. Maupin, that's the pastor, the preacher, he said he wasn't aware of any specific threats against churches within the county, the largest in Arizona. And now I would say, by the way, one of the reasons he's probably unaware of any is you got a good sheriff like Sheriff Joe on the beat. But anyway, Mr. Muffin.
And I would say he's also not aware of any because it's not really the racial problem they want to lie and make you believe there is. It doesn't really exist in most of America, Kurt. It really doesn't.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, Sam. But anyway, I just thought of Sheriff Joe on the beat. Go Sheriff Joe, huh, Sam?
Amen to that. Now, as the broadcast comes to an end, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that we do have unique columnist content available at LibertyRoundtable.com. Free.
Yes.
A lot of columnists, too. 25-plus columnists. We also have live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips, LibertyRoundtable.com. If you want to check out the whole schedule for Liberty News Radio Network, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Click on the schedule. You can also see the ways to listen there. But you can listen on your Roku player live and on demand free. You can listen and turn any phone into a radio anytime, 712-432-5339. You can listen on the internet, AM, FM radio stations in your area. Call them and thank them for carrying the broadcast. I mean, there's so many things you could do to get informed and be involved in the solutions. It's amazing. You can click on Help Us Grow and donate today. Every penny that you give us will be used to promote our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty everywhere we go. We also really believe in the solution, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Purchase Richard Mack's latest book today called Are You a David? And help fund our efforts to train police officers to keep their oaths of office. And I just want to say Kirk Crosby is going to finish the show. He's going to starve for several more hours. And then he might, like, take a hit or two out of his honey bottle. And Sam Bushman's going to find a way to get a real meal here pretty soon. So.
And if you want, you can get some good honey from the, join the Give Me Liberty Fund and get some good honey at greatly reduced rates, raw honey for your,
for you and your honey. How you like that?
That's right.
All right, get a hold of Kurt also directly, 801-669-2211 or Kurt, that's C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. GiveMeLibertyFund.com, one of the great solutions we advocate for as well on the radio. And thanks for listening. Hopefully our delivery is educational and entertaining. Hopefully we point you in the direction towards true education. Hopefully we help put your faith into action with solutions and your faith and works together, doing your very best and trusting in God for the rest will be the solution for America. Thank you for listening. God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property. Those are the things that matter most. We want to stick with that narrative and do our very best to preserve the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we absolutely beg for your help in accomplishing this seemingly overwhelming but doable task. This nation, ladies and gentlemen, shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.